Triple M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Yeah, baby. Hey, if you haven't done this yet, go to Facebook and find us there, Tom and Ollie, or Instagram, same thing, and find all the gear from last night. I mean, it was a real highlight having Lizzie Rose, the psychic, in there. And even today, we went around our workplace and tried to expel some spirits, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Around the workplace.
The devocation, right.
Tried to, read spirits from people's desks, which was a real experiment and a bit of fun, so check it out.
We were just talking about bad habits you got from your parents. Hey, Amy.
Hello.
You got a bad habit from your parents, Amy? Is it a bit of a sexy bad habit, maybe?
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, no.
Okay, sorry.
No, it's an uber paranoid habit.
Oh, is so that whenever from the Uber guys?
Can I book some paranoia?
Not quite. Well, it's kind of linked into Uber, I guess. Okay. Whenever I hop into a car, I have to text, like, say if I'm going home with my husband, I text him, I'm on my way home now.
No.
Or I'm leaving this place now. Or if I hop into a cab, I'm cab number, 131 or whatever.
Wow.
You know, or I'm in bus number 632 and, I've hopped on at this point here. So before text messages, my mum used to call wherever she was going to say, hey, I'm just catching, getting in the car now, or I'm catching the cab now.
I would love to think what Uber paranoid app would be.
Well, it sounds like that.
Yeah.
Wow. Can I ask Amy some questions, Tom? You just cut her off there.
Sure.
Amy, so when your mum was doing it when you were younger, were you like, God, mum, that's so lame, but now you start doing it?
No, I never really thought about it because when she did it, it always seemed so practical. Like, well, what if the car breaks down?
What if you're driving yourself in your own car? You don't do that.
Well, I'd still text. Like, I text my husband, I'm on my way home now. So I'm literally a 20-minute drive from home and I have texted him to say, I'm on my way home.
Wow. I don't want to be rude, but if I was your husband, I'd reply saying, cool, don't care.
He does.
Because he'd be like, well, great. I know you're coming home. It's the end of the workday.
Yeah. Well, it, not so much the workday. It's more, especially if I'm driving at night. So I've just finished babysitting. I text him on my way home now. So
hey,
if
Amy,
I'm not home in half an hour, he'll be like, all right, what's going on?
Speaking of text messages. Speaking of text messages, has your husband ever sent nudes to you?
No, he's not the type, disappointingly.
Oh, okay.
What about yourself, Amy? You send some nudes yourself?
Oh, yeah, been there, done that.
Yeah. Well, up next, you're going to find out how to get exclusive access to Tom and Ollie nudes.
Wow. Amy, you there?
Amy?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, geez. Up next, those details on how to get access.
She's gone to the website already.
Has she?
We haven't even told her yet.
Oh,
she must have heard her yesterday's show.
Yeah, right. This is Naughty After Nine. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Turn this one up. It's Beastie Boys, baby. It's Beastie Boys. You got to fight for your right to party. Oh, it's a fade. I thought it was a boom crash to end. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M, the number one development show here, and we have questions.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Was that? Okay.
We've launched a little nudie nudes platform, haven't we?
We've got a subscription platform, Tom. And I mean, you knew about it from Instagram because you look at a lot of models' pages when you're having a thirst session. You obviously
do.
You find, what's it called? OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. You can head to onlyfans.com/Tom and Ollie and you can actually subscribe for the small fee of $4.99 and get access to exclusive Tom and Ollie nudes.
I'll be honest, at this stage, it is singular. It is just the one nude of me.
No.
It's a tasteful nude.
No. I've got one to upload, Ollie.
Is that what you're doing in that song by Beastie Boys? You were playing that whole time you were on your phone. I thought you were just looking at Facebook.
I'm pressing upload right now. I have uploaded a brand new nude to the Tom and Ollie OnlyFans account. Now, we have had one subscriber so far. So we have a total of $4.99 in our bank account.
I know who it is as well.
Who is it?
Do you remember? At the camp we volunteer at, there is a young man who was very excited to meet us. We were volunteering at this camp, and he was fanboying a lot.
It's him.
It's that lad.
It's him.
All I'll say is he's a lovely guy with a cute afro.
Mm. And we love him.
Yeah, he's great. But he was loving it. But I did see, I've actually got a transcript of him and his friends because I was shown this because he...
What's going on?
Where would it be? God. He showed a bunch of friends, or he asked them, hey, should I actually go and do this OnlyFans thing? Should I pay $4? Is it worth it?
Oh, it's totally worth it. It's $4.99 US dollars. What's gonna happen?
Yeah. And all his friends were like, yeah, man, do it. Like, what's the worst? It's, as you say, it's $4. He did do it. He signed up. He checked out the photo.
Yeah.
He saw what you saw and what I've posted.
I'm seeing it right now. Yeah.
And let me get the exact wording. He said,
"Don't say it if it's detrimental to our account." You know.
Well, okay, it is detrimental. He felt ripped off that there was only one. He said, "It's a ripoff." One. Oh. He said, "One photo. Don't recommend." But you've fixed.
I've uploaded another, and we're only going to keep uploading. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not. I just find
you've got to build a profile. You've got to build momentum.
I'm planning on putting an FF on there.
A full nude.
A full frontal.
Because mine's, I'll be honest, on the scale of tasteful to distasteful nude, I've gone quite tasteful. Are you going to do some more distasteful nudes?
If we earn $1,000, I'll totally upload a full frontal.
If you get $1,000,
if we earn $1,000 through OnlyFans, $1,000 US.
That's 200 subscribers.
Yeah. How many people are listening right now?
We're never going to get that. No one wants to see the nudes.
People want to see the nudes.
But are you worried, though, if you do a post a real nude? Because the issue is it can be screenshotted. This is the issue with the perennial issue with nudes these days. I mean, in the wrong hands, it's detrimental.
Is it?
What do you mean, is it? Of course. It's a disaster.
It doesn't have to be a disaster.
You don't seem to care about nudes.
I've probably have a lot of nudes out there from my chatting from the early teenage days.
Yeah, because you used to do it in high school. I know what you did. You'd go on a train, getting a train home from school, and you'd get Bluetooth up and you'd send your nudes to people nearby you on the train.
Just airdrop.
Just airdropping it, air bombing it. And people go, oh, who's this teenage boy with a nude?
That's weird.
Put a bra on.
133353. Did you say put a bra on?
What? No. You were saying the phone number? 133353?
You can't say that. Actually, that's so mean.
But I know that in high school, a guy did say that to you. So it's
No, it wasn't in high school.
I was primary school.
I was 10 years old. Yeah. It was the most...
So you're in kindergarten.
It was so offensive.
It was offensive. And I repeated it then to remind everyone how offensive that is to say that.
Look, what do we want to ask? You do it.
Okay. he's getting moody. Not nudy, but moody here. 133353. Have you had issues with the nudes? Nude dramas, nudes dilemmas? Have the nudes gone wrong? Because I would love to hear some cautionary tales around the nudes. Maybe you've sent them out and it's come back in some kind of blackmail. Or just it's gotten the wrong hands.
Or do you send nudes willy-nilly? Oh,
like a thirsty piggy. Oink, oink, oink.
133353. And jump onto onlyfans.com/TomandOllie and subscribe. You're on Triple M.
Duh.
The time of your life. Good riddance. Green Day. Triple M. Tom and Ollie. It's after 9 o'clock, which means I should play this content warning.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
We're going to talk about pumps pretty soon, but 133353. Have the nudes come back to bite you?
Yeah. Nudes gone wrong. Dramas with the nudes. Because you're going to post some real fleshy nudes, you reckon? Yeah, but is the one you posted actual D showing? Or is it tasteful?
This one's tasteful. As I said, we need to get $1,000 US, which is 200 subscribers, for me to post a full frontal.
Oh, is it $4.99 US?
$4.99 US.
What a ripoff. It's like $8.
Shut up, mate. But as Bailey on Twitter has said, @Barty_36, @TomAndOllie OnlyFans account, how do you get to it? What a pisser, boys. I will be tweeting back to Bailey right now saying onlyfans.com/TomandOllie. That's great. Ollie with a Y. Great.
Well, on Facebook, Amy has found us at Tom and Ollie, and she said, "Hiya, boys." By the way, it's Amy who won the Lord of the Rings off.
Oh, with our mate Jono.
Didn't
win.
It was a draw.
It was a tie.
She said, love listening to the show, but any poor uni student discount on your nudes page? I don't think we can offer such a feature.
I tried to set it at $1 and it wouldn't let me. $4.99 is the lowest price.
We did underrate our nudes. We thought it was $1, but we couldn't set it any lower than that.
Hey, Mark on 133353.
G'day, how are you?
Good, mate. Your friend's nudes got compromised.
Yeah, that's right. A mate of mine was asked to do a little bit of a show and tell. and this person on the other side actually recorded that,
right,
and then subsequently blackmailed him for that.
Oh, well, we were just hearing from an email that Ollie's girlfriend got earlier that said that they recorded his girlfriend, although it sounded fake.
It sounded fake, but this is a real experience. So what did he do?
Well, it was through like a Facebook account, so he actually had to shut down his Facebook account and redo his ID on Facebook.
Wow.
So, which was really strange because he didn't actually tell me at the time, and then I just noticed his name had changed. And I'm like, oh, what's with that? And he's like, oh, well, this is really embarrassing, but this is what happened to me. And
wow.
I was just like, are you serious? You're a bloody idiot, mate.
Yeah, well, it's bad luck, isn't it? Was it posted anywhere, or didn't get out there?
As far as he knows, it didn't. And as soon as the person at the other end said, oh, look, I'm going to blackmail you for this, he shut it down, the account, and that was it. So he didn't actually hear anything since then. And this was probably going back about 6 months ago now. So I'd say it's in the clear, but yeah, lesson learned.
Yeah, it's full on stuff. Make sure you protect your nudes or upload them to an OnlyFans account, onlyfans.com/TomandOllie, to subscribe.
Yeah, Katie, you've caught up to subscribe to onlyfans.com, have you? Or?
Hi, guys.
You want
okay.
the nudes, or is that what you called for?
Yes, the nudes. Always the nudes.
No, you didn't. Yeah, cool.
No. So basically, my brother and I are 6 years apart. So when we first figured out technology with my family, we opened up like a shared family iCloud account for all of our iPhones.
Yeah.
And so I was 20 at the time. My brother was 18.
Yeah.
And one year, my parents got back from like an amazing trip in China or something. And they were going through like the photos from the trip.
Oh my God.
And we're going through the iCloud, and we're at Christmas, and my parents figured out how to put it projected onto the tree, like to the TV screen. So like 60 inches of just imagine it. And so we're swiping through, it's fine. And then suddenly...
Are they your nudes, Katie, or your brother's?
My brother's.
Oh.
A full frontal of my brother's nude.
Projected to where?
Right up 60 inches of just nude.
That's impressive.
And... my entire extended family, so we're quite a big family. I think there's about 25 of us that come to Christmas, and we all talk, and we all have family dinner all the time. And my brother still can't look at my grandma. It's been about 8 years.
Oh,
and she can't look at him.
The shared iCloud
account.
Can't
look at him. No, it's amazing.
You
it's
need,
my like favorite thing.
You need to know about your shared iCloud account. If you don't share it with anyone else,
yeah,
just have your own iCloud account.
Don't link iPads.
No, don't do any of that. It can bite you in the bottom. 133353. What's happened with your nudes? Have they gotten out there? Have they come to bite you?
Did you get famous?
You know what? Also, if you're a nude poster, like if you're kind of like one of these people who does post nudes online, like on a Tumblr.
If you're a pro nude poster.
Or OnlyFans, 133353, we have questions. That's what we do on this show.
Oh, mate, just ask me. I've just started a nude photo account.
Oh, what's that?
OnlyFans.com/TomandOllie.
Oh, great. I'm going to go and subscribe.
It's my new hobby.
How much is it?
$4.99 US.
Oh, stuff that. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Give us a call. It's Pink Floyd's Run Like Hell. Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
What a shame.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Ollie, you've been onto our OnlyFans account, onlyfans.com/TomandOllie, to look at the nudes that we've posted.
Just logged in?
Yeah, and I can see that you're overwhelmed by my nude that I've just posted.
I've just seen your photo, Tom, and I...
What?
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't want to discourage people.
It's good,
from
isn't
going.
It?
Yeah. Well, look, it's something. Have you even colored?
It's at yours.
Have you even color graded it? Have
you
even
color graded it?
It's just flat.
Nah, it's just a full upload.
No, you did no editing. You didn't,
mate.
You didn't.
Nobody wants edited nudes. They want the real deal.
Yeah, but you want a bit of color saturation.
Oh,
look at my photo. I look like
Kim Kardashian gets called out for photoshopping her nudes.
I'm not talking about changing body parts. I'm just saying give it a bit of saturation, contrast.
All right.
Brightness.
I'll take that.
Lux.
I've got lots of nudes, so you can get that for the next one. 133353.
Well, I'll post the next one. We'll go in tandem.
Sure. Good call. Do you post nudes? Do you get involved in the nude sharing thing and cross Tumblr, OnlyFans, that kind of thing? Or has the nudes come back to bite you? We have questions. 133353. You have the answers. Hey, Christy, sorry.
Hi. How are you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Have the nudes come back to bite you?
Not so much myself. My most recent ex, who's most likely listening, decided to pretend that I hacked his Facebook and share his own nudes. as I guess advertising.
He pretended that you were sharing his nudes, but he was doing it himself.
He was, yes.
What a weirdo. What, full frontals?
Full frontal, up close, zoomed in.
What?
All the business.
Why?
Right up in there. Cocky?
Yeah, so he's just posting them going, oh no, look at all these photos that have appeared online.
Yeah, and then statuses saying, oh no, you know, I was hacked. And
what?
Don't.
Yeah.
That's pathetic.
Isn't his family and stuff on his Facebook?
You can share. You can block people, certain people from certain posts, and share with only some people.
Oh, wow.
Is your ex-partner, Christy, a thirsty piggy?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Wow. Thirsty for likes.
Thirsty piggy indeed.
Reminds me of a friend of mine from across the table here. Thirsty for likes.
Who?
Who could it be?
Who? Where is he? Hey, Keith.
Keith. Me mate Keith from The Office. How are you, Keith?
Keith. Yo, yo, what's happening?
Yo, yo, a bit of a delay out in, where are you, Keith?
I'm just chilling, just sitting up in Southport.
All right, well, fair enough.
All right, answer more promptly, though, because it is live radio. Have the nudes come back to bite you?
Yeah, so long story short, me and my mate were sending like nudes from the girls we were seeing, and I happened to notice like a similar tattoo of my mate's girl that he was sending me, and I was like, hang on a minute. And then it was pretty much the girl I was seeing that was, yeah, pretty much. Pretty much the girl I was seeing at the time. It was just hilarious. So it was kind of awkward.
Cool. Thank you, Keith.
I'm going to unsubscribe from that one. But on Facebook, Tom, Andrew messaged us. He said, hi, guys, on the way home. Just heard you've set up Tom and Ollie nudes at onlyfans.com. Yeah. /Tom and Ollie. Love the idea. I've got heaps of nudes online. Never had an issue. And I do nude photography as well. So if you want a photographer.
Yes, we do.
Let me know,
he says. I'm keen for a nude photo shoot. What Keith was saying there, Ollie, was that his mate sent him nudes of a girl that Keith was seeing.
Okay, that's a bit. Isn't that?
Which is not cool in the first place. So don't go sharing nudes that people have been sending you.
That's what happens in year 10.
Yeah.
And even those kids can be done up for charges.
Yeah, so don't
share. So do be careful, Keith.
Unless they've posted them publicly, don't be sharing nudes of people.
I hope that was Keith from The Office, because I do love that show. Harrison, tell us about your nudes. Dramas or successes?
Oh, dramas.
Dramas,
I know.
All right, so I was out having a couple of drinks with the boys.
Classic Harrison.
Oh, the froffies, Harrison. Oh, they're flowing.
Did they flow?
But it's important for realizing how I manage this.
Yeah.
So I was still even at home, so I was texting Mom saying I was going to be home late because I was going to crash my girlfriend's place. And yeah. I think you see where this is going.
Right.
So after that, I went, all right, let's try and tee something up when I get home. So I started sending a couple saucy texts to my girlfriend. Didn't get a response from her, so I snuck into the bathroom, took a cheeky photo.
Yeah.
Still no response.
Right.
Thought maybe... Maybe the sexy stuff's not getting it. So I started sending real sappy, romantic stuff, which is actually what's the most embarrassing about this, all the lovey-goo-goo stuff.
Yeah.
Then I get home, like back to my girlfriend, says to me, like, well, why weren't you responding? And she's like, you didn't send me a single text.
Oh.
And then it sort of dawned on me what I'd done.
Oh.
Checked my messages. All of them had gone to my mum. Like,
I just spammed
with, don't look. Obviously, the text had woken her up and she'd looked. Showing my dad.
Oh.
Dad had then told all of his mates. So then I get...
Check out what my son's done.
Yeah. So then I wake up in the morning with a whole bunch of my dad's mates just sending me texts. And this is how smooth I was. I opened this whole thing with what I thought was my girlfriend with, can I have a blowjob when I get home, was my opening line.
No. Your mum saw that, you pig.
Yeah.
Thirsty piggy, Harrison.
Yeah.
Was the photo that you took in the bathroom, you weren't excited, were you?
I was drunk enough to confuse the conversations with my mum and my girlfriend.
Yeah.
You can imagine how successful the picture was.
Oh, God. And it wasn't even a sexy nude to your mum. It was a blurry, shoddy photo. What a shame.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Triple M.
We're just talking about if the nudes have come back to bite you because we've launched our own nude platform, onlyfans.com/Tom and Ollie, if you want to subscribe.
Yeah, lots of activity online, Tom, on the social medias.
No more subscribers yet.
Nah, that's weird. Come on, it's only like $8 US.
$5 US.
For two tasteful nudes. There's more to come.
Heaps more to come.
On Instagram, Johnny Packy said, my uncle used to make a nude calendar for the whole family all family members and give it to them every Christmas.
Love it. Great idea.
And further on from that, on Facebook, bit of a change of tact here. Maybe we'll move on from the nudes, Tom, because Tony Salmon, big fan of the show, obviously, he said, guys, can you do the Make It Saucy segment?
Do Make It Saucy?
What do you reckon, Tom?
What, make the mundane sexy?
Can you make anything sexy?
You can make anything sound sexy.
Make it saucy.
It's pretty easy. It doesn't matter what you're doing right now. You give us a call, 133353. You jump on that blower and you tell us what you're up to and you just make it a little bit saucy. Just like this new Good Charlotte here. It's called Shadow Boxer.
Nice. I said, Tony, if we do it, will you call up? He said, ha ha, I'm driving home, stuck in traffic, no Bluetooth.
133353, make it saucy. New music, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's new music, Good Charlotte, Shadow Boxer here on Triple M. Let us know what you think of new music by heading to triplem.com.au and becoming a Triple M club member. It's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. And after 9 o'clock, I have to say, for those that are easily offended, there's a content warning on everything we do.
Now, there are prizes up for grabs here, Tom, because we're playing Make It Saucy. It sounds like this.
You can make anything sound sexy.
Make it saucy.
What are you doing right now? Can you make it saucy? Can you make it a bit sexy? For example, Tom, as we wait for your calls on 133353, I'm sitting here sipping down on this cum.
You can do better.
I'm sitting here drinking this kombucha.
Come on, seriously, do better.
I'm sitting here drinking this kombucha.
Too much. 133353, give us a call for Make It Saucy. Make the mundane sexy. It's easy. No matter what you're doing now, give us a call. Prizes, Tom and Ollie. Triple M. It's the Sunny Boys alone with you. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Tony Salmon just stoked to hear his name on the radio. More of that at Facebook, Instagram and Twitter at Tom and Ollie if you want to get involved on the socials.
It's a shout out.
Yeah.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Well, Tony's the reason why we're doing Make It Saucy tonight. Making the mundane sexy.
You can make anything sound sexy.
Make it saucy.
Quick shout out to Angela Dixon.
Who's that?
I don't know, but there would probably be someone with that name listening. So shout out.
Good. Shout out to...
Don't try.
Cool. Hey, Jimmy.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Yeah, good, mate. The idea here is we're going to put on a little saxophone and your job is to make whatever you're doing right now seem as sexy as possible. Ollie, you can have a go with Jimmy right now.
Okay, well, I'll have the conversation, but Jimmy, it's really on you here, mate, to make it saucy, okay?
You know what? G'day, boys. I'm just sitting here at home with my little sister and my mum and
Oh, what a horrible
watching
stuff.
Watching TV and, oh, there's some big bad boys on there. Oh, some big bodies all wrestling over bananas just to survive in that big bad jungle.
You're talking about Survivor.
Survivor, some naughty strong men. Bad, bad boys. Me and Mum can't handle it.
Wow, Jimmy, that was some saucy shit. I mean, you started with your mum and your sister, and I was really worried there, but I guess it's hard to not be sexy when you've got, what's the host of the show? God, he's sexy.
Oh, he's
La Paglia. Anthony La Paglia.
Jimmy, you're in the running to win the prize. Carol, it's now your turn.
Hi, Tom and Ollie.
Hang on, wait. Oh, I'm just going to put the saxophone on, and then let's get started. Hey, Carol.
Oh, hi, Tom and Ollie. What's happening, big boys?
Oh, my God. Oh, Carol, I'm not into women, but I'm into you right now.
Oh, I'm so much into you. And that song you just played alone with you tonight. Oh, God. Oh. Blow the rooftop, baby. Oh, let's go.
Okay.
How was your day?
This is just sex chat.
My day was good. I went to the gym and I spent most of the day with a stomach ache.
Did you put oil all over that body?
Oh, my God.
Did you look at your reflection in the mirror?
Oh, my God.
No, he just doesn't do that.
I took a selfie at the gym.
Oh, I'm getting hot under the collar thinking about that.
Carol, what did you do today?
Oh, dear. I started off. I took the kids to school.
Oh, my God.
Then I had a mundane day at work. It was just so boring. Come home,
Whip
my clothes off, done the ironing.
Oh, my God.
Fed the kids, fed the pussy, and it was great.
Brilliant.
Carol, you are the sexiest 58-year-old I've ever heard.
Oh, my God, Carol.
Oh, thanks, darling.
Oh, my God, still going. Carol, stick around. You are definitely in the running.
Sing me a Christmas carol anytime.
Michael, it's now your turn. You're our last competitor. We'll chuck on the saxophone, and Ollie, you can take it away.
Why am I taking the boys and you're taking the girls?
It doesn't matter.
Michael, it's pretty tough competition. You could say pretty stiff competition, couldn't you, so far?
Yes, I'm a bit worried about Carol and her pussy.
Well, everyone's worried. What have you been doing, mate?
Mate, we're running some warm water.
Oh.
We've got the bubbles going.
Oh, yeah.
We're immersed down into the bubbles.
Oh. Just yourself or who are you with?
Oh, yes, myself and my saucepan and my knives.
Oh.
And we're just rubbing the loofah over the saucepan. Getting those bubbles going and getting the warm water swirling and going.
Good. I thought it was a bath, but it sounds like it's a bit of a kitchen sink kind of deal.
Well, it's a little bit of a mundane task, if you ask.
Very good, Michael.
Well done, Michael. Do I need the drone?
I don't reckon. I think most of the straight men listening have got one favourite.
No, even the gays.
Even the gays.
Mate.
You've turned for Carol.
Oh, I've turned for Carol. Carol!
Oh, boy. You don't know what this means to me.
Oh,
Tom and Ollie. Ollie and Tom. Oh.
God, you're Carol King to me, aren't you? You're the king of Carol.
I could be whatever you want me to be.
Oh. Carol, are you married?
Yes, I have been for 20-something years.
Damn it.
28 years.
Do you play a bit of games with your husband? And
okay.
Oh, of course we do. He works overnight, so when he comes home over the day, I've got to put him to sleep.
I need to pause that because that was getting too much. Carol, well done.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, back to normal. We'll find you something, Carol. Thank you so much for getting involved. Oh, my God.
I've reached Nirvana now.
Come as you are, indeed. You're with Tom and Ollie.
Oh, Tom, that's
No, it's the name of the song.
That's disgusting.
Okay, fair enough. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We'll wrap things up after this. Come as you are, Nirvana. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Make sure you head over to onlyfans.com/Tom and Ollie for exclusive nudes, if that's your thing. $4.99 US dollars. It's the best $7 you'll ever spend in the conversion rate.
What
are you doing?
Where's this comment gone?
What comment?
Here we go. Andrew. Sorry, Anthony said he wanted to get involved on Facebook. Facebook, Tom. Tom and Ollie.
Yeah.
Love your comments. And thanks to Tony who inspired tonight's Make It Saucy.
If
you get involved, if you suggest something to us,
yeah,
we will more often than not do it because we have nothing else to go with.
Yeah.
But Anthony said, guys, tried to call through, couldn't get on, but I was going to say, running up your Queensland exterior until I reach your central interior with my long, hard one. Truck driving.
Brilliant.
Through Emerald. He said he tried to call, rang out, but would have role played with Carol, if possible.
We'll see you tomorrow night.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter @TomandOllie.